Welcome back. You're here with Dave and Leanna. You're on QR Calgary and More Than Money. Interesting conversation about the markets and then in, you know, in depth in terms of the bond markets and whatnot. But listen, we're at the tail end of what most people think of as tax season, right? Mm-hmm. Most people will have their stuff in by the end of this month. But I want to throw a little wrench into it here and say that tax season never starts and tax season never ends.
You're going to disappoint a lot of people by saying that.
Yeah, and me included, trust me. Tax season, taxes are just, it's constant, right? Yeah, but I say that, Leanna, and you and I joke around, we're joking around about this off air, but filing your taxes is just the act of filing your taxes. Mm. But managing tax from a strategic or a tactical purpose is something that happens all year round, all the time.
Mm-hmm. And if you're only thinking about it in April, the week before you file your taxes, you're losing out on opportunities.
Yeah. So let's talk a little bit about this idea of tax and try to give people an idea, some framework to think about it when we say tactics and strategy. So in Canada, okay, as Canadians, we pay taxes basically at three points in time. What are those?
When you make money, when you take money, and when you pass away.
Right. So when you make money, you know, you think about your employment income. Got it. But if you've got rental income and so on and so forth coming in, okay, that's receiving income. Mm-hmm. Taking money is things like taking out of a registered account, perhaps taking money out of a corporation and the way that you do that. Right, and then there's this idea of when you pass away in Canada, we don't have an estate tax.
Yeah, there's no estate tax, but there are still taxes associated with your estate.
Right, because there's a deemed disposition when you pass, and it triggers various kinds of taxes depending on the assets that you own. Okay, so we know that there's sort of these three points in time. In a seminar that we run, we talk about our 3D tax strategy. Mm-hmm. Okay. 3 Ds, I'll give you the thunder here.
Deduct, divide, and defer.
Right. And so when you think about this idea that there's three points in time and we've got these 3 Ds, when you're thinking about your situation, you should be thinking about applying the deduct, divide, and defer at each of those moments in time mm-hmm. when you're going to pay tax to try to reduce the overall tax burden, not just on an individual basis, but on a family basis. Now, the reality is that there are some things that you do tactically, and it means it might happen once on an annual basis. Mm-hmm. And there are other things that you can set up strategically that will benefit the family over years or perhaps decades, mm-hmm. right? So that's the difference between the strategy and the tactics. And then I add to it, there's no one size that fits all.
That's right, yes.
Because all families are different, mm-hmm. right? We've all accumulated different assets through our lifetime. You've got different sources of cash flow. You've got different family dynamics and things you're trying to accomplish. And all of that has an impact on the strategy itself. So, and I'll add one more thing. Whether you're single or a couple, mm-hmm. right? That even adds to the complexity of your tax planning.
It makes
and tax
a big
study.
Difference, surprisingly.
It does, doesn't it? Mm-hmm. A single person doesn't have all the opportunity that a couple does.
Yeah, that divide portion is really not there.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. So okay. So given all that complexity, we got this model. I was talking a little bit about this on CTV recently, and trying to help people get a sense of we got to move away from this notion of it's tax season right now. Mm-hmm. It's March and April is tax season. It's not, right? Good tax planning. A good retirement plan should involve both the tactics and the strategy for taxes all year round. Because the fact of the matter is, nobody lives on pre-tax income, mm-hmm. right? We all live on after-tax income. And the more you can, within the rules, I'm mm-hmm. not saying do anything crazy, mm-hmm. right? But within the rules, minimize the amount you have to send, in this case, to Edmonton and to Ottawa, means that we have more in our genes to spend and enjoy.
Well, we talk about the fact that it is within the framework of the tax system.
Right.
You can guarantee yourself that amount of money just by not paying it in taxes, right? It's not, you don't have to invest it in the stock market. It won't go up and down. The government takes a percentage.
Right.
There are things you can do to change what that is.
So. Yep. And it's for most Canadian families, quite frankly, in retirement, tax will be the single biggest expense line item mm-hmm. that they face. So let's talk a little bit about that. Now, 2021, as an example, for us we had a very good 3 years. We did some changes to portfolios, and it triggered some capital gains. Okay, now capital gains, interestingly, the strategy even around tax loss selling or tax gain selling is not an annual thing. Mm-hmm. So I use that example. In 2021, we triggered capital gains. People had to pay tax on capital gains. But you have to remember, on a gain basis, we can carry losses back 3 years, right? So moving forward, if you run into a year like a 2022, you can harvest some losses at the end of the year, and you can go carry it back in time to recapture some of that tax money. Mm-hmm. And so I think people have to remember that even tactically, when you're doing things like tax loss selling or tax gain selling, depending on what you're trying to accomplish, it's not an annual event.
Yeah, it's not an isolated period of time. Every year is not in its own box. It's not an isolated year, and then you can never go back to it.
Right. And then there's other things that are longer term. So, you know, we talk about transitioning or moving assets, non-registered taxable assets from one spouse to another, okay, from a high-income spouse to a lower-income spouse. There are ways to do that properly, right, to make sure that you don't run afoul of any attribution tax law, tax rules. There are things like family trusts that you can use depending on your situation. Now, if you're doing a spousal or prescribed rate loan or, say, a trust, those are clearly things you're putting in place for years, multiple years, or even decades to try to benefit the overall tax impact to the family itself. What about insurance, right? Insurance is an asset class that people, you know, they cringe. They, you know, your spine locks up when you hear that word because, you know, we all buy insurance when we're, you know, when we're in our youth to try to protect ourselves from, you know, some catastrophic event. And it ends up as an expense. But insurance, as you move later into life or you're a corporate business owner, can be a very effective tax planning tool. And there's lots of strategies on how to use that. So the point that I think I want to make, and I'll get your opinion on this, is people need to be very, both forward-thinking and dynamic when they're thinking about their situation and their tax strategy. And it's often not just one professional, right? You do need a quarterback. Who do we think that quarterback has to be?
Well, I mean, people have a choice. And a lot of people choose to take it on themselves and be the go-between between their financial professionals, accountants, and so on. But you can also have your financial professional, your advisor, wealth advisor, be that quarterback for you and make sure that they're communicating with your accountant to make sure that the filings are in line with the overall tax strategy and that everything lines up together.
Yeah, you may need a professional team in order to execute on, depending on the complexity of your situation, but a quarterback should be somebody that's looking across all platforms, all of your wealth, to make sure that all of these different options are being reviewed. Okay, so there you have it. Sorry, tax season's not over. It didn't start, it didn't end. Something we have to talk about forever and a day. Let's talk about that because that'll be an important part of our conversation at our upcoming seminar.
For sure, taxes are important in retirement, and that is something at our next seminar on Tuesday, April 25th. That's next Tuesday, live in person at 7 p.m. at the Carriage House Inn in Calgary. Please register to join us. You can register at morethanmoneyradio.com.
Okay, thanks for joining us for another edition of More Than Money on QR Calgary. We look forward to chatting with you next week.
David Popowich and Faisal Carmelli are portfolio managers and investment advisors with CIBC Woodgundy in Calgary. The views of David Popowich and Faisal Carmelli do not necessarily reflect those of CIBC World Markets, Inc. Clients are advised to seek advice regarding their particular circumstances from their personal tax and legal advisors. If you are currently a CIBC Woodgundy client, please contact your investment advisor. CIBC Woodgundy is a division of CIBC World Markets, Inc., a subsidiary of CIBC and a member of the Canadian Investor Protection Fund and Investment Industry Regulatory Organization of Canada.